The Holy Gospel appointed for Maundy, Thursday, in which Jesus celebrated the Jewish Passover meal with his disciples, and then also instituted his own supper. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 26, the Last Supper. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house, he enters, the teacher asks, 'Where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room, upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to Jesus, "Surely not I, Lord." "It is one of the 12," Jesus replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." And while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "Truly I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, on this evening of Maundy, Thursday, you challenge us again to be faithful to you and not to betray you like Judas did with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship. And yet, Heavenly Father, we have betrayed Jesus many times by our own sins and iniquities, and therefore ask you for your love and forgiveness as we partake of the true body and blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament tonight. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you tonight on this Maundy, Thursday, as Jesus was celebrating the Passover meal with his 12 disciples in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem, and later instituted his own supper, the Last Supper, is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning verse 20. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. Tonight we go back in spirit again to the upper room in the city of Jerusalem as we watch our Lord Jesus Christ getting ready to celebrate the Jewish Passover meal with His disciples. It happened on Monday, Thursday, the night before Jesus' crucifixion on Good Friday. It was always celebrated on the first day of unleavened bread, when it was customary in those days to sacrifice that Passover lamb. As a matter of fact, the Feast of Unleavened Bread lasted for a week, 7 days from sunset to sunset. It was a very special night for Jesus because it was during the Passover meal with unleavened bread, fermented wine, bitter herbs, sauce, and the lamb that Jesus instituted His own supper. As a matter of fact, we're told in the Gospels that Jesus was looking forward to celebrating it with His disciples. Jesus said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover before I suffer. For I tell you, I shall not eat of it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And yet at the same time, Jesus was also very troubled in spirit. He was very sad in grief and sorrow. He was disappointed with His disciples. As a matter of fact, He told them, "I tell you, one of you is going to betray me." At first, the disciples didn't know what to say as they stared at each other and how to respond to Jesus. We read in the Gospel of Matthew that they were very sad and began to ask each other, "Surely not I, Rabbi?" And yet every one of them, including Judas Iscariot, denied it. Finally, one of the disciples, John, whom Jesus loved, asked Him, "Lord, who is it?" So Jesus told them, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I dip it in the dish." Then, dipping the piece of bread, He gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. As a matter of fact, Jesus told Simon, "Judas, what you are about to do, do quickly." We read it again in the Gospel of Matthew. "Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, 'What are you willing to give me if I hand them over to you?' So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver." And that's precisely what happened later on. As Jesus was down on His knees in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying to His Father in heaven, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done." And after having prayed 3 times to His Father in heaven, Judas, the chief priest, the guards of the temple, and the elders finally came to arrest Him. And as Judas approached Jesus to kiss Him, Jesus said to him with sadness in His heart, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" And then they arrested Him, took Him away to be judged, sentenced, and finally to be crucified on the cross on Mount Calvary. Now, what about us tonight? What about you and me? Are we any different than Judas in his betrayal of Jesus? Are we any different than the religious leaders, the chief priests, the officers of the temple, and the elders? And the answer is no. We are no different. We also have betrayed Jesus and sold him for 3 pieces of silver. We also betrayed Jesus with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship, by our own sinful actions and deeds. And yet, in spite of our betrayal of Jesus, he still loves us. He still forgives us and doesn't betray us as we entrust ourselves completely into his hands through our faith, our trust in him. We can always trust Jesus to be there for us in our time of need or when we need his help. As a matter of fact, as we partake of his true body and true blood in the Holy Sacrament today, he gives us again the assurance of the forgiveness of all of our sins. And he gives us that beautiful, wonderful promise of the gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us tonight through his Holy Spirit as we acknowledge the many times we have betrayed Jesus by our own sins, our own iniquities. May our prayer tonight be the words we sang shortly before in the hymn of the day. Lamb of God, pure and sinless, once on the cross an offering, patient, meek, though guiltless, forsaken in your suffering, you died our guilt to banish, that none in sin may perish. Grant us your mercy, O Jesus. As we come and kneel tonight at the table of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask for his mercy, his forgiveness. And he says, go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all, not only unto life everlasting, but on this special night, as we remember Jesus, as he instituted his own supper with his disciples. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. Amen.